Okay, so tell me what the problem was and what sent you to Dr. Wagner.
Okay, sure. Yeah. Well, I'm 44 years old. I was a lifetime runner. I'm also kind of a big guy. I'm 200 pounds. I'm 6'2", and you know, over time, my knees really they started feeling pretty sore. They got pretty bad. Got to the point where, you know, I'd just I'd be walking down the street, and I'd just have constant knee pain. It pretty much got to the point where I couldn't, I couldn't really run. I couldn't really go on long walks. And I was pretty young, so I wasn't in the market for a knee replacement. So I was looking for something else. And stem cells seemed like a good option for me to try.
So you went in and were you diagnosed by somebody before trying the stem cell?
Yeah, that's right. So I went and got an MRI. I went and I got an MRI, and I found that, I just had, a lot of cartilage had just kind of gone away from my knees, that they've really kind of broken down. I'm bone on bone in some places. And so, you know, I had a bit of early onset osteoarthritis, and I was in need to do something about sort of the grinding I was going on in my knees after years and years of use. So, that's right. The MRI showed I'd be a great candidate for a stem cell.
Mm. Grinding. Now, I'm fortunately not familiar with that, but are you talking about an actual sound or just a feeling or what?
Yeah, that's right. I guess I use grinding to sort of describe the bone-on-bone kind of nature of my knee, sort of that lack of cartilage. Yeah, that's right. So it was it's one of those things where, my knees felt like they were grinding due to the lack of cartilage there.
Yeah. So what made you try stem cells?
So I'll say this. First of all, I've had a bit of a history with Dr. Wagner. Dr. Wagner's had a great, he's been a sports medicine doctor for years, and I've worked with Dr. Wagner in the past on previous injuries. So I had a relationship with him. I guess the thing was we kind of went into it together. He thought, well, let's get an MRI and see what it looks. Let's see if you're a good candidate. And it turned out I would be, because while I had a lot of cartilage that was depleted, I still had some cartilage that I could potentially regrow. So we thought it would be a good option to try. The outcomes for me were incredibly positive.
So when was your treatment?
Treatment was about 16 months ago.
16 months ago. And so what's been the difference since then?
So Dave, the difference is night and day. I mean, like I said, I could barely, I was moving around with knee pain all the time. I couldn't even go on long walks. At this point, I'll have to say I'm pain free. I honestly don't even feel my knees really at all. And as a result, it's kind of enabled me to go back to some of these activities that I've always wanted to go to, wanted to get back to. And I'm back mountain biking. I'm walking no problem. I'm even doing some light jogging. I'm incredibly more active than I was previous to this. And quite honestly, I'm pain free, and I'm not even considering any knee surgery or anything with my knees for the foreseeable future after this treatment.
You sound almost surprised.
Well, I guess I am a little bit surprised because it's new. It's new, and as a result, you don't know what's going to happen. I mean, there's hundreds of thousands of knee replacements done, and has a pretty good track record. Even 16 months ago, I felt I was pretty early in getting this treatment done. There's a bit of a leap of faith. For me, it worked really well. And, you do have to take care of yourself a little bit after the procedure. You really do need to make sure you watch that you're not putting a lot of impact on your knees. You give your knees appropriate time to heal. But if you do that, if you take the time and you let yourself heal, you know, you're going to be really as good as new. It's pretty remarkable.
As good as new.
Yeah, I feel as good as new. I'm 44 years old. I had terrible knee problems, and I feel as good as new.
Wow. So then give me the before and after. So 2 years ago at this time, what was Chris LaPlante doing? And today, what can you do?
Yeah, I'd say 2 years ago, I was battling constant knee pain. I couldn't run at all. I could barely go on long walks. Now I'm feeling youthful again. I'm mountain biking. I'm going on short jogs. And I'm living pain-free. I pretty much can do whatever I want to do. So it's pretty remarkable that a simple procedure can really have such a great impact.
And in terms of recommending it to somebody else, I mean, you mentioned that there is, you have to have some dedication to caring for your knee after he gives you the treatment. And I understand from the people I've talked to anyway, that initially there's going to be some inflammation you have to deal with, right?
Yes, that's right. That's right. I would say I think it's right for people who, once they have the procedure done, that they have the opportunity to treat their knees really well, stay off your knees, and reintroduce exercise and mobility slowly, mm-hmm. and allow your knees to really regenerate and heal. If you don't do that, it feels like you could put the procedure at risk. But if you do have the time to take care of your knees after the procedure, and you really, you know, are easy on them, if you let them have the time they need to heal and recover, like I did, the outcomes are fantastic. I will say also that, you know, we're all dealing, when you're dealing with knee pain, a lot of times you use other medications to sort of to numb the pain and to take that pain away. And, you know, you do have to pull back from some of those medications during that time. So you do have to sacrifice a little bit up front for a whole lot of value on the back end. And within 6 months, I was really quite mobile again, and it worked really well for me.
Had you been using medications before?
Yeah. So, yeah, prior to having the practice, I was regularly, prior to the practice, I was regularly using, anti-inflammatories, ibuprofen, to manage pain. So during the recovery process, you need to pull back from those and let your knees heal and repair themselves with the stem cell treatment.
And what about now? Do you have to take any pills now?
Oh, no. Now I'm totally pain-free. I don't take any medication.
No medication at all?
I mean, I take a little medication for blood pressure, but that's another story.
Well, we're waiting for the stem cell procedure that can fix that. I don't know if that's coming.
Yeah, no doubt.
Well, very good. That sounds great. So it sounds like you would recommend this then.
Yeah, absolutely. I'd recommend it, especially to people who are, you know, in their 40s and 50s. They don't want to do a knee replacement. They want to try something, you know, that can prolong your knees for a long time and get you feeling young again. It really worked great for me. And I highly recommend, you know, stem cell. And I really do recommend Dr. Wagner. He's a fantastic doctor.
And that's something else. So you actually have known him for a while. What do you think makes him, special?
Yeah, I think what makes Dr. Wagner special is that he's a total specialist when it comes to knees and joints and any sports related injuries. He's worked with the best. He's cured the best, and he's helped me through, you know, a number of injuries throughout the years, just due to, running and cycling and doing the things that, you know, athletes, you know, try to do, or recreational athletes try to do. I'm not a professional athlete or anything. I'll just say that Dr. Wagner's he's really a pro when it comes to sports medicine and when it comes to knees, joints, you know, ankles, everything like that. He's really helped me through, and I have a lot of trust in him from that throughout the years.
Very good. All right, Chris, that's great. I'm glad it's working so well for you.